Welcome to the West Wing Week, your guide to everything that's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania. This week, the president celebrated the 2016 graduating class of Howard University, hosted the 1983 national champion North Carolina State Wolfpack, and the 2016 national champion UConn Huskies. And the First Lady traveled to the Invictus Games in Orlando. That's May 6th to May 12th, or styling, huh?
Styling, huh? Yeah, you wish you had one, don't you?
On Friday, the president joined the daily press briefing to talk about the steps his administration is taking to strengthen financial transparency and to make our tax code more fair.
These actions will prevent tax evasion, they'll prevent money laundering, they'll prevent terrorist financing, and they'll, most importantly, uphold the fundamental principle of our economy. In America, no matter how wealthy or powerful, you should play by the same set of rules as everybody else. All right, thanks. I'm going to take a couple questions with that.
On Saturday, the president gave a rousing speech at the commencement ceremony for Howard University, one of the nation's top historically black colleges and universities right here in Washington, D.C.
When your journey seems too hard, and when you run into a chorus of cynics who tell you that you're being foolish to keep believing, or that you can't do something, or that you should just give up, or you should just settle, you might say to yourself a little phrase that I've found handy these last 8 years. Yes, we can. Congratulations, class of 2016. Good luck.
On Mother's Day, the First Lady traveled to Orlando, Florida, to kick off the Invictus Games, an international sporting event for service members and veterans. More than 500 competitors will participate in these games, representing 14 countries and 10 different events. On Monday, the 1983 North Carolina State University men's basketball team visited the White House to celebrate their memorable and historic national championship.
Historically, the teams who won the NCAA championship would come to the White House and visit the president. For several reasons, we weren't able to do that. And so, 33 years later, here we are in the White House.
Later that day, the president called a student reporter at Rutgers University to preview the commencement address he'll give there on Sunday. On Tuesday, the president greeted the 2016 national champion UConn Huskies for the sixth time. The team gave the president a special gift.
We got something for you, Mr. President.
Man, look at this.
Wherever you're going to sit in this, you'll know we always have your back.
It is beautiful. Thank you so much. And I'm going to, should I test it in?
Yeah.
On Wednesday, the president signed the Defend Trade Secrets Act of 2016 in the Oval Office.
And I'm now going to use all these pens to sign it. I'm always happy when we pass bills.
So stay engaged with us online, and remember, you can find out more information about these events at whitehouse.gov. Thanks so much for checking out this edition of your West Wing Week.
Good to see you. You a coach? No? What's your name?
My name's Jake.
Good to see you, Jake.
Good to see you, too.
Are you belong to this kid?
Her.
There you go. What grade are you?
I'm in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. School going okay?
Yeah.
All right. You're playing hooky today, though, aren't you? It's okay. It's all right. We'll take a picture so your teacher knows you weren't lying about it.
Okay.